Blog Talk Radio.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين.
You're listening to American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected.
Community-wide Shura and AM 360 invite you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event to strengthen our national intelligentsia and network. Contact underwriting today at cwsconline@gmail.com. That's cwsconline@gmail.com. Or call 910-317-0297. 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake this world into a better place.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance.
Y'all want water? Want me to go? Is that normal?
Assalamu alaikum. This is Imam Wali Ayub Bilal, the Halal Industry Do For Self. I'd like to begin with Allah's name, the Merciful Benefactor, the Merciful Redeemer. And I'd also like to extend my apology for those who may be on at the air at this present time. We had a little difficulty beginning. So we started, instead of 5 today, we started at 5:30. I will make that a plan to make that to that announcement a few times through, just in case someone may get on later who also was there at 5 waiting and couldn't get on. So it's, you know, something that we have to do when we do the homework of setting up. I overlooked it. And because of that, we were not able to step into the place. Nobody stepped in it, but we was not able to step into place to do what we're to do at 5 p.m. So thank Allah again, as always, for an opportunity to share what we think that Allah has given to us as a people, but not just us as a people. He's given it to the whole humanity. We're late, but we're not late because we're slow. We're not late because, you know, we didn't just want to do it. We're late because Allah put something in our lives. Listen all the way out now. He put something in our lives that was supposed to make us the latest ones to get started. Made us that way. He sat us back by his permission. And why am I saying it like this here? we need to take some of the anger out of things.
Mm-hmm.
If the Caucasians want to just constantly hate what God has created, that's on them. But for us, we ain't got time to wait for that. Yes, battle when somebody's battling you. A war is a war. We don't, I know there's a verse in the Quran, a statement in the Quran, I should say. I said the Quran, in the Bible I'm speaking of. And that is, if somebody slapped you, turn the other cheek, let them slap the other one too. Ain't it something like that?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't said it in so long myself.
Yeah, yeah.
Turn the other cheek. That's it. Yeah. Turn the other cheek. So
yeah.
No, God don't teach us to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's not from God.
Yeah,
it may be in the Bible, but remember this here. And I'm not trying to beat up on the Christian's Bible. But the Bible, Constantine had a Bible written especially for him to rule his people in Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
Do the study on Bibles.
Is that the New James
Version? That's King James Version.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah. So the king wanted to stay in charge, so he wove himself into the Bible. Just think on God and you'll see what's God and what's man. That's whether it's the Quran, the Bible, the Torah, or any other religious book that is considered in the world of man. We have to look at those things.
You prefer back to the Old Testament.
Yeah, you can refer
to the Bible.
Far as the Bible, go back to the Old, but even something there may be a little a slippery slope in the sense that when you look in the Quran, when you read the commentary, read what the man understood. Read it. Don't just throw it away, but know the difference of what God wrote, what he said, what he do, and what man see. And sometimes say, this is what God wanted us to know. And I'm not talking about the prophet, prayers and peace be upon him. I'm talking about commentators. You know, we got commentators that speaks today and think that they should just tell us. And I'm not talking about the commentators that write the footnotes of the Quran. Now, I'm talking about those who stand before sometime, right at the rostrum, leading the Juma, leading the Talim, speaking to what God wants us to do for us prayer. He wants us to be sincere in it. Yes, we got five major prayers. And there are other singled out prayers that are major, that can be made different parts of the day or the night. But Allah doesn't create us. He did not create us to just be prayers. He created us to build a world. And ain't nothing we doing benefiting him. He built the whole creation to benefit man. And some might want to think they know why God did that. I don't know. My brain ain't that big. God has not showed us that. He even says in one ayat of the Quran, you can't see his form, his shape. It's too much for us. He let us comprehend that words are. I let you comprehend as much as I will allow you to see.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning you can't even see too much of him. And I ain't talking about him physically. You can't see him physically anyway. But we should see his gigantic status that he created a world, and he's bigger than the world he created. A universe, he's bigger than the universe he created. He's in need of nothing that he created. We are. The creatures he put on the earth, put on the waters, put in the air. We're in need of those things. He's not. And if we look at it properly, we recognize that we are part of that also. And as I said earlier, slavery, 400 years of slavery. That was a setback purposely for us from God. But in that, he knew we can withdraw that, not just because we're black. Don't get super skinned. Not that. Allah's plan. And we may never know his full plan. But we know his plan now that we can see it. Who we were when we were brought over here. Our skin didn't become black over here. Our skins were like that. Our foreparents' skin was like that when they were brought here to be put in slavery. Being a servant, other than the servant of God. Lost the religious life of any type, right or wrong, on these shores of America. But to one day recognize that Allah re-nourishes us with knowledge. And the knowledge I guess I'm working with today that I would like to be working with, and I pray I make it clear, is we have to rebuild the world as we see it. Imam Muhammad came in office speaking about remake the world. Dust to industry. When I heard that, dust to industry, I said, man, listen at that. And he explained some of what he meant there. But listen at that, dust to industry. He's telling us to get up. Don't be nothing. Be something. The word dust is in industry.
That's right.
In dust, try. That looks like industry,
yeah,
don't
it? Try it.
Yeah, try.
You might like it.
You might like it. You know, in other words, everything that could be built, we could do it. But we have to get rid of that cancer that be in many of our heads, and that is we don't like to work together.
Mm-hmm.
We like to be accepted by others. That's a slave notion.
Mm-hmm.
No, let's be slaves of God. God don't call us to do that. So Allah gave us an opportunity to come out of slavery and build. And as I say, every time I speak of this picture that I'm getting, as I said, I look at the year of construction. That's what it's called. When the politician, the black politician,
reconstruction.
After reconstruction. Yes,
yeah.
Thank you, Nate.
Mm-hmm.
Reconstruction. Those people came, I wondered, as a much younger man, how did they get the knowledge to be politically savvy while they was in slavery? Allah does things. How did the bank, the black banks, the black Wall Street, come about to the point that it could lend money to white folks who were enslaving them just a little bit ago? It burnt the whites up so bad. It's not a racial talk. It's me talking. I own what I say.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It burnt some of them up so bad they bombed the bank.
Mm-hmm.
And from what I understand, they even brought in government plane flyers.
That's right.
To drop the bomb.
Government troops,
everything to drop the bomb. And I have to be honest, I never seen a full movie on it. They don't tell that story like that.
They buried it.
They buried it, pieces, but you never got a full build-up of who was it that hated the fact that slaves could now have a bank and lend money not only to themselves but to Caucasians.
After they segregated.
After they segregated. That's right. That's right. Now, how did them boys, they used the N-word, of course,
yeah,
get that much knowledge that they can lend us some money? Well, look at us now. Today we're in a time that we have the intelligence of everybody that's walking on earth. We just have to unite and build.
Right.
You know, I have as a heading today, how do we formulate a body of leadership to build the model community?
Mm-hmm.
You first got to have trust. We have to have trust in each other, but this trust has to be balanced with the fact that we believe that this is what Allah, this is what God, this is what the Creator want us to do.
That's right.
If you don't have that locked in it, you may just be moving off emotions that don't hang around long. Both emotions is easily moved, like thin skin. Like somebody just brush across your skin and you feel irritated and now you want to tear up everything that's happening. No, we can't be like that. We have to see the importance of every African-American male, every African-American female. And I'm talking African-American. Let me add in on to it. African-American descendants of slaves. Not cutting our African-American brothers and sisters off from Africa who come over here to live now, but they don't know that experience. And by not knowing it, they may not understand it. If they don't understand it, they may think we're taking some special position. No, the special position was slavery. We didn't take that. Allah gave that to us. The special position, do you think would let that happen to them? For some reason, it happened to us. And Allah created everything. Allah only, we can't, would we all of a sudden, we believe that Allah knows, but he didn't know slavery was happening? He allowed it to happen.
Yeah.
He allowed it to happen. He has a great future for those who suffer something in their service to him. So we're saying, I'm saying myself, in my service to God, I see that that was something to put us somewhere,
mm-hmm.
put us in a good place. And nobody can disclaim it. They want to, you know, let's say slavery didn't exist. How can you say that? Which one of us will really forget it? So we're calling on people across this country, mainly first. Don't have to be the only way, but mainly first we're calling on believers who came through the Nation of Islam.
Mm-hmm.
Then beside them, those who came through Imam Muhammad.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you don't know them two, then we weren't naming you to be in the first portion. Don't mean you can't be there. You may be qualified to be there. But we do know for a fact from experience in this world, this America, we live the life, not only coming out of slavery, we live the life struggling to build up our people in the early days, 1930, to practice al-Islam, Islam we may have called it then, to read the Quran, believe in God, believe in Allah. Allah, the Arabic word, two words, that says the God. That's what we were called to. That in itself brought us out of being man's slave. Too many people want to say that we were seeing, use master, the word teacher, Farad Muhammad, who was the teacher of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and others. Don't think he was the only one taught. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad was the one to do what needed to be done with the message that was given.
Yeah.
If anybody studied that period of time, it says Master Farad was looking for a particular student that would catch on to this. That was the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. As I love to say, born 1897, had a third grade education, pressed upon his own life to the point that it made him drink because he couldn't do nothing for his people. Think about that. Everybody don't want to do even for their family. Here's a man that was distressed because he wanted to do for his people. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad eventually became the chief minister when Farad Muhammad, Master Farad Muhammad, may Allah be pleased with all of them and have them in paradise. When he was leaving Detroit, he left him in charge.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember his relative, supposed to be his relative. He left him as the chief captain who thought he should be the chief minister. Ain't that something?
Well,
he just wanted to be in charge.
Yes, sir.
I should be the top officer. No. Yeah, I know more than that. I've been around longer than him. He just came. But look what he did with it. He loved what he's heard and what he saw. He said, this will help my people. That's in all of us. We have to believe that. Think about this. Allah says he created male and female, and from them come family, tribes, nations. You know, communities in there before even the nation. But the bottom line is, in that, he's created us in a way that we want to do better for those that are our family, those that are our tribe, those that are our community, those are our nation. We were taken from our nation. I don't know where it was, and I ain't worried about it. The search for it. If I'm a search, let me start off finding out where Adam. Well, all of our grandfather by many, many, many stages. Let's find out where he was. You know, people want to tell you, don't call yourself American talking to us. Well, why is everybody else calling themselves, you know, Arabian, African, Moroccan, English, England, or whatever, however they would say it, Scottish, you name it. Nigerians. Everybody got a name. But we supposed to be ashamed of our name after 400 and some years of living here? We're not the first ones that came. We are here today just like you are where you are today. The only difference, your forefathers, which is our forefathers too, was there longer than we've been here already. We got 400 years of slavery on our belt. Some places, when we got here, we was already in that place for maybe 400 years. So we have to look at how law moves things. And in the development of every human being, Allah's hand is in that. So you don't want to be an American. Who are you? You're ashamed because somebody else told you you ain't American? No, no, no. You're American. Allah made you an American if you were born and raised in America, under slavery or free, male or female, regardless of the color of your skin, regardless of your religious belief. And we got to believe that. I'm going to let somebody from Arabia, Africa, come and tell me, you're not one of them, brother. I'm not, and I sure enough ain't one of you. But some of our brothers and sisters don't understand that. You go put on thobes. Like, I remember when I first went on Hajj, 71, 72, somewhere back there, asking people, why are you wearing these clothes? You know, with the accent. Why are you wearing these clothes? You're not from here. One brother had one of the scars wrap around like Arafat used to wrap on. Why do you have that on? Why do you have that? You're not one of us. And you want to look like them? Look like yourself. Stand up, be proud. Be yourself. Build our model community. Build our workforce. Build our wealth in America. Don't steal. We're looking at the young boys today. They say young boys. Here in America last night, I think right here in Philadelphia, matter of fact.
Westfield?
Yeah.
Westfield,
downtown. Too many young African Americans. I guess they say they was teenagers and up in their early
20s. And it was like they was having fun.
They act like they was having fun. That's right. And because it's a misdemeanor, they think they can do it. You want to be devilish just because they call it misdemeanor? Hmm. You're still ruining your life. You're going the wrong way down the street. Grow to be honest. Think about it. We want to put our businesses up. You think we want somebody to come up and take something just because they think they don't have to go to jail? No, there's a trick behind that.
Yes, it is.
How you not go to jail, you ruin somebody's business.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what their race is. I don't care if they're homosexual, straight, or whatever. Treat people right. You know what I mean? In other words, no, I've never thought a man could be a woman. Matter of fact, I when I was away, one joker told me to come on in the room and he'll show me. So I told him, I'll go in there with you. You show me something and see if I don't kill you right in that cell. You see me, get me some more time right there. Well, and I was just going to say, do you think you can show me something to make me feel like you're like my mother? African-American men, Muslims, Christians, atheist, whatever you are, stop that dumb stuff. Read the Bible if you're Christian. Read the Quran. See what happened with Lot and his people. And if you really don't want to believe in God, just say that and do what you want to do. I would do my best to make sure no homosexual got hurt in my area around me just because they're homosexuals. But I would also make sure that ain't no white man going to be hurt in the black community just because he's white. I ain't never been a weakling. I'll number them so we gonna hurt them. No, I'm going to stand up and be a man and build something. Now I got something to fight for. And it ain't about fighting. God is with all of us. But we got to believe it. We need a body of men and women from the African-American descendant of slave community that want to stand up and build something. And again, I identify. I know the people who came through the Nation of Islam. I'm not talking about Minister Farrakhan's following. Minister Farrakhan's following the new, I'm talking about the new breed anyway, because he got some that's from back then. But the new breed, they don't know what we went through. They love Minister Farrakhan. God bless them. God bless Minister Farrakhan. Whatever he teaching, he could teach. I know he know better. I got tapes laying around somewhere where he used to say things different. Now all of a sudden, because he couldn't become the leader, he want to be somebody else's leader. Don't you realize when you stop, you ain't leading? You go to the stop, you know, somebody said, follow me. I'll get you downtown. Follow me somewhere. And we sitting behind you looking, when we gonna move? Just follow me. The man, in other words, do I dislike him? I used to secure him when he came to Philly back in 69 and 70, early 71. I was one of the security that was put on him every time he came.
Mm-hmm.
We used to go to his masjid, his temple, excuse me, in New York to get papers every week. Philadelphia papers was always taken to New York at first. And we had to go up there and get them until Minister Jeremiah made an agreement, him, the captain, the investigator, whoever did it, that they'll drop our papers off in Fort Washington right outside of Philly. But we worked as one. We was a machine. And we didn't go for crime. All of a sudden, we got crime in our religious life. No, live the life that God tells us to live. But we can build our model community. But those sons of ours and daughters of ours, I don't care if they're up to 40 or 50 in age I'm talking about, they need to be seen, all of us working together to establish our own. Time out for no leadership for our young. We're setting them up for danger. The judge said, don't bother them because you can't, they misdemeanors and you can't give misdemeanors. Do you know what's going on with their head after a period of, I can just do crime and ain't nobody going to bother me. I can do crime and ain't nobody going to bother me. That's a sickness that's going to develop. Somebody mess around, blow his head off. And the only thing a parent could say is, well, they said he couldn't go to jail for him. Why they had to kill him? They kill him because he's a nuisance. We're not taught. We didn't get taught still by our parents, Christian or Muslim. We learn that off the TVs. We learn that off the games. And then when we activate it, it's another downfall for us as a people. White folks been stealing and shooting and killing each other as long as they've been on earth.
Since
before that, they're doing it in Europe.
Yeah,
they did it everywhere they were. But because they write the law, they establish what the model community looks like for them.
Exactly.
They don't get blamed, but we do.
Because of the double standard.
There you go. So we have to change that standard.
Exactly.
And I mean, be fair to them. Be fair. But I don't have no debt that I want to get back for slavery. I didn't feel slavery. Slavery was a part of history that Allah allowed to happen. We got to stand up today and make sure we set a better picture, a picture that God would be pleased of, would favor us when we leave this life. Yeah, we want the favor of this life, but we want to leave this life going to a better life because of the favor of this life. So we need to build a model community. We don't steal. You hungry? We got enough food to share.
Right.
You can't buy clothes and things like that. Are you willing to work? We got jobs. And what we don't have, I remember as a much younger man, about 40 years ago, when I had a business I was on, I wanted to have a warehouse like homeless and hungry people. I didn't want them to necessarily sleep there more than the night, but I wanted them to come in. And when they come in, they have documents or something that they have to verify who they are because we want to follow their progress.
Mm-hmm.
They come in, they go to one side, they have to take a shower. Come out of the shower, there'll be some clothes there for them. Then they can go listen to a little lecture or something. And while they listen to the lecture, they can eat.
Mm-hmm.
If they didn't have nowhere to go, then after they eat, they can go somewhere and get another little talking right in the building, watch a little TV, whatever. And at a particular time, the lights go out. Michael says, sound like jail. No, it's just sound like something that we want them to get back in their brain so they can go off and maybe get a job and find a place to live. But this one don't cost them much, but rather than them sleeping in the street. Look how far we went. Those ain't been in Philadelphia. You don't know. But Philadelphia went from a pretty helpful city, not health, but help, H-E-L-P, full city, would help people. Then all of a sudden, northeast, Frankfurt Avenue and all that, they became people laying all over the streets everywhere and everything. I mean, there was people in different places laying on the street. But that area, I drove down through there one day, and I almost said I would never come down here again. Now, I didn't stop coming, but it was just hard to even look at people. And most of them was Caucasian.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a lot of us, too, but most was Caucasian. But it's just sad to see. And I just wanted to do something about that. So today we want to do something bigger. We want to create a model community. A model community can have in it a place that helps others. That there's a body that gets paid to take care of helping others. So therefore they can find, that's the model we should have around the world. Not that we frown our nose up at anybody. You're on drugs, so we're going to give you a safe place to get high. Mm-hmm. So if you have an overdose, then we can stop you from dying. No, get off the drugs. Come. We got a safe place, but you can't get high in here. You can't get high. If we can help you, we'll help you. And who knows? Some things we might can't even help. You got to go straight to the hospital, straight to a clinic, straight to a place that will lock you in until you look like you are proven. We have to make the model community, and there's so many things that we have to take and get out of our children's faces because it will destroy us. Let us take a break. A PSA.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Nirmat Shaheed, restorative justice practitioner for the Oakland Unified School District and host on AM 360's The Pearls of Women Quranic Mondays. We're asking you to help us make a difference in the life of a student. We need you to spread the word that CWSC is offering 5 college scholarships in the form of direct financial aid to students who qualify and are graduating from high school this year or current college students. Learn more and apply online today at cwsc.us. But hurry, the deadline for applications is June the 20th. Thank you for helping secure our next generation's intelligentsia. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. I'd like to read from the Quran, 4th Surah, Al-Nisa. Those who reject our signs, we shall soon cast them into the fire, as often as their skins are roasted through. We shall change them for fresh skins, that they may taste the penalty, for Allah is exalted in power, wise. But those who believe and do deeds of righteousness, we shall soon admit to gardens with rivers flowing beneath their eternal home. Therein they shall have companions pure and holy. We shall admit them to shades cool and ever deepening. Allah doth command you to render back your trust to those to whom they are due. And when ye judge between man and man, that ye judge with justice. Verily, how excellent is the reaching which he giveth you. For Allah is he who heareth and seeth all things. Join us daily from Wednesday to 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an edition of the Halal Industry Do For Self with your host, Imam Wali Ayub Bilal, President, Founder, and CEO of Bilal's Inc., and co-hosts James Bashir and Nate Muhammad. The interest of Bilal's Inc. is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of the slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength, to establish community life by doing for self, to build the model community. Connect at am360.org and 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197. Call in live to speak to the host at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Share comments at info@cwsc.us, tweet at CWSHURAA, email us at info@cwsc.us, visit am360.org, Pan Corporation, Community Wide Shore Conference at cwsc.us, or leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297.
Yes, thanks, Brother James. Nate Muhammad here. Halal Industry, do for self. All right, y'all, just make a comment on a couple things the email has addressed it already. It's about formulating a body of leadership to build the model community. I believe before we can build anything, we have to recognize what we're looking at when we walk out our doors. We're just talking about the youngsters doing a rising here in the Philadelphia area. You know, Philadelphia has a big history of rising, especially after crazy as happy. And I seen a pattern from back then, 64, 68, up until this present time. Back in 68, they said the police had smacked a sister, beat her up, that caused them to riot. Come to find out after years later, that was a lie. They had yesterday they was protesting over a Hispanic gentleman was killed by the police, and they dropped the charges on the police, which was dumbfounded. So they was up and on. They wasn't the one who ride wasn't the one who was riding. It was the mischievous one, the same ones that said that they smacked an African-American woman back to start the 68 ride. So it's a myth. They used that as a vehicle to do the mischievous things. And who gonna suffer from it? The whole community. After the 68 ride back there, the avenues around the African-American community were devastated. And they stood there like that every bit of 30, 40 years. The same effect from that ride, it stayed the same way. How do I know? I seen it. It was there. I watched it. Now they done revitalizing the area, and now they're going to push them same people out of the way. I'm saying this is because we have to be able to identify when we're dealing with society. What's haram and what's halal. We have to be able to identify that. This is why Allah put us in here to show us this. He didn't put us in here to say that's a shame, that's a dumbfound and all. He put us here for us to witness that, record that, and see how we can reverse all this. This is what he's bringing it to our attention for. And I had to learn the hard way because I was on the other one crying and complaining about everything. Now, if you sit back and you listen, you look at it, Allah shows you that I have control over this, and this is how I want you to deal with it and bring about, you understand, a better atmosphere for mankind That's how to build or formulate a body of to leadership to build a model community. That's how I read it. You sit back, okay, you reflect back on yesterday and prepare for tomorrow. That means you learn from yesterday and to take care for the future. And if we look at it from the way society put it, they looking at the, what the world is to. The youngsters out there, you've seen them. It was a big game, like it's a big game to them. They just having fun running in and out the store. They don't have no purpose or nothing. They just doing it. And the police, they're grabbing them, slamming them up against the wall, throwing them here, throwing them there. And then we'll sit up here and say, oh, that's too much excess force. Come on now. We want respect. We have to give respect. If those merchants down there, we have to respect their way of doing a business or their business activity. We have to respect that. Then maybe we can get some respect. But if we don't respect ourselves, we're not going to respect nothing. And that's what you see out here today, no respect. Going to generate, they're going to want to pull out the billy club, and we wonder why at times we have the double standard. We wonder why. We're the only one can correct our own problem. But we have to come face to face with it first. Then we can sit up and say, where did we go wrong? How did we go wrong? We don't need the police to tell us how to do that. We don't need a politician to tell us how to do that. We need the old common people, the common neighbors, the local neighbors to sit down, because they are your kids, your friend's kids, your neighbor kids. They are the kids from the neighborhood. Somebody got a grave plan for them. They setting them up to be knocked right out the box. And they don't even realize it because they're busy having fun. And the police, I can see them get frustrated. I'm looking at them frustrated. I see frustration. I don't see policing. And that's what we're dealing with today, especially in our community, the gunplay and all that. This is something for us to look at. A lot of want us to see this, but we can sit there and get the feelings out of the way and get the facts to do today. You know, this is where we're going at. And we can talk until we turn blue in the face, but we're ready for some action to make something happen. We got the blueprint, the game plan, and we're ready to roll. But it's going to be a challenge, just like everything else is going to be a challenge for us, and we welcome it. That's why we can look at it and look at it, and I look at stuff and shake my head, yeah, okay. Yeah, and we'll see what we're going to have to deal with. Don't come in here complaining, crying what somebody did to you, because if we didn't do nothing about it, we shouldn't say nothing. And if we ain't going to do nothing about it, might as well shut on up. Go sit over there in the corner, be quiet. But if we're going to do something, we got to jump right in the midst of it. We're going to be pulled in the midst of it anyway. But that's how everything goes. And I'd just like to, you know, thank those who are listening and having the desire to hear what we have to say on this. And it's based on our experience and based on what we want to do, using our experience. The dust, as the imam said, the dust to industry can't make it no plainer. Dust is nothing but something in the fine air. That's where we come through and building something that's solid, creatively. We can do this. We can do this. Not looking at the way what we see the people are. We look at the people like I said before. We're dumbfounded. We don't have a clue what to do. That's probably what's going to surprise them because from the daily, I mean, the local news and all, they're showing the mishap, the chaos. And look at these people. You understand? Look. Look. Wait. Wait till we get our turn. The Lord's just setting us up for this. So we can come in just as smooth, not making noise, and take charge of this situation. We know how to do that. We did it before. But I'd like to turn the mic back over to the man. Also, if anyone have a question, suggestion, comment, feel free to hit one, and we'll bring you up on the mic. This is Nate Bahami, Halal Industry, Do For Self.
Thank you, Nate. Thank you, James. Assalamu alaikum. Once again, this is Imam Wali Ayu Bilal, the Halal Industry, Do For Self. You know, when we look at things that's happening around the world, it can be discouraging, but it also can be encouraging. So we're with the question. You know what I mean? How do we formulate a body of leadership to build the model community? We have to keep working, keep talking, keep suggesting, keep applying, pulling on those who know, who can help. But most important, our sincerity is for Allah to help us. We don't know who we're going to see tomorrow, tonight. We don't know who's going to hear this. Matter of fact, the ones listening now may send it to someone that they don't even know who they're sending it to, and they may do more than some of the ones we know. That's not to beat anybody up. Allah knows best. But we have to come together to build our model community. We have to establish businesses in our community. As I state, the halal industry, our goal with the one property, we have to do what we got to do with the property now. The city has held us up. I'm in the leadership among the Muslims. We don't even pay attention how much we've been divided. There are some Muslims divided because some of us came through the nation and Imam Muhammad. And they'd rather be with someone from overseas that they don't know, that told them we don't know. Well, ask them, do Allah know? Because that's certainly who I got from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad first. You know what I mean? Like I say, my story is my proof that Allah is in that picture. And I applaud. I'm thankful to Allah. I'm grateful to Allah. And I applaud the work of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad,
mm-hmm.
a man born in 1897 when blacks were not allowed to read. Some of these muscle heads today that have something to say, and I'm saying that in a way to get their attention. I'm Imam Wali Ayu Bilal out of Philadelphia. You would let someone tell you who done the work that Allah wanted them to do, that he didn't know what he was doing. Well, I know I learned about Allah and Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, before I really ever, other than a picture, than I ever seen the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I saw the Honorable Elijah Muhammad many times when I came back from Vietnam, when I joined the nation. But going over, I took with me from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's temple I brought, Mulana Muhammad Ali Quran, translation in English, full of Arabic, but translated in English, to live and the message to the black man. The How to Eat, to Live, and Message to the Black Man, of course, they were two books written by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I seen a picture of him, seen a picture of them. But one thing I didn't get from them, I didn't get that they were gods, prophets, or messengers. And let's not twist up what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said. He has a message for the black man.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Allah says, I will send messages. Read the Quran. I will send messages and know that I will. Always. And every one of us will meet a messenger that won't leave before we all leave, the messenger of death. So you think you're bright and you know something. Look at what Allah does, not what you do. You mess things up. You, I'm talking to the human being. That could be me too. When we say what Allah is limited to by saying something else is limited, we miss the picture. I myself, I've seen so many changes in different things since I was a child. And as I said, I'll be 76 in a couple months. I thank Allah for all that. And Allah advances man. Our young, there's no proof they're going to die anytime soon. Is some of them dying? Yes. The conditions got to change. We got to change that. The Nation of Islam influenced our community enough that we wasn't killing each other.
Got that.
Somebody had to wait till the Honorable Elijah Muhammad died to bring poison among Muslims. And that poison hurt us. But even with that poison, that didn't wipe us out. So today when we talk about coming together, we need men and women, African-American descendants of slaves. Can we use other people in time? When we build the community, we'll find out where we can use them at. We're not doing it for just to say, you know, we the best in the world, African-American. No, we got a job. You're slaves. As a slave, you serve white skin. Man, time now to serve Allah. Not a feeling. You can't, Allah says you can't comprehend him. What that means, you can't get in your eyes, you can't get in your ears, you can't get a thought in your mind that you can see him. So how can anybody make him a man? The Honorable Elijah Muhammad didn't, and I'm telling you, as I said before, I passed very well in orientation class, and I heard clearly as he said, that man in that picture, when he returns, he will not look like that. So if that was God you was looking for in that picture, he's telling you God ain't going to look like that. Yeah, he said that man, and that man was not God. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad's daughters, children, daughter particularly, stayed in Wilmington, Willingboro, New Jersey, 1 year, back in the 90s, late 90s. And when he stayed, when they stayed, did I say that right? Yeah, in the late 70s when he did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And when she stayed, she was at a friend's house, and me and my wife at that time would go in and stay with them each day and talk to her, keep her company. And she used to tell us how they, when they were children, and Farad Muhammad, they say he would run up the steps to go to the bathroom. As children, they go up to the top of the step and peep through the banners to see what he's doing. That's enough to tell you, that ain't God. God ain't got to go to the bathroom for nothing. They say they'll see him sometimes, looking in the mirror, touching his hair, edges of his hair, where he looked like he was going bald. God ain't got hair, ain't going bald, ain't none of that. He primping and powdering his face where it needed to be or whatever, washing it with soap or whatever. That's not God. So some of you people who think you know something and you want to charge the Honorable Elijah Muhammad with something, you don't know the history. And you might not believe in God. And the reason why I say that, how could you get a picture of God, him believing in a God, or all of us believing in a God that's a man walking around? His prayer was, surely I turn myself to you, O Allah, who created the heavens and the earth. We know when Farad Muhammad was born. How could he have created the heavens and the earth? He was born at a time of my father. No, not that far back. I don't believe it was. But he was still a young man when the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was an older man. My father was not older than the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, but he was I believe, the same in the same age of Farad to say he's not God. How did all this stuff get here if he just got here with a birthday? Anything, having a birthday, having a death date, even our beloved brother Jesus, cannot be a God. Cannot be a God. Can't give birth to a God. Jesus could be a messenger. He could be a prophet,
mm-hmm.
but he can't be a God. So how did they trick us? A white man calling Jesus, in Spanish, Jesus, giving us a person that the Bible even said his skin was brown, his hair was woolly,
lamb's wool.
But we turn around and still read white man. I remember as a youngster, most houses had the Last Supper on their wall in the dining room. And there they got, even Judas is at the table, with that, if I remember correctly. But either way, they got sitting around eating. The man ate. God don't need no food. You can't lay your eyes on him. He don't wear clothes. He don't need a car to drive. He don't need a chauffeur to take him nowhere. Matter of fact, he don't need no prayers. We pray to him, not for him. We are pleased to get a chance. Christian, Muslim, people, Muslims, even us, we have to stop thinking Christians don't believe in God. They may have the wrong understanding. So we should help them see man is not God. And what do Allah say? He said, go off as in a race. He's talking to people of faith. So all that is good. Then it become clear. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad used to say this. Take a glass, two glasses. One have dirt in it. Put water in both of them. One is clean. And set them up there and let the people decide which one they want. You'll find most will go to what's clean. Meaning if you don't have knowledge, you don't have insights, you don't have understanding, you may go for the wrong thing. Sometimes, but in most cases, everybody's going for the right thing. Clear water is better than dirty water. That's what he was saying. Bad understanding don't help nobody. We need a clear understanding. This race is between all of us to do good, to see who can better the world. And the people of the books, the Jewish community, the Christian community, Islamic community, people of the book, we should be in the forefront showing how to be human. Sometimes we're not. And I'm not talking about any particular group. Sometimes every one of them, I said before, when I was young, my father would take us to the church at one point and wouldn't come in. And I would ask him, Dad, why don't you come in? And he'd tell me, no, son, right now you're going. And then after a while, after a time, he told me, well, the reverend did something that he didn't like. Till this day, I don't know what it was. But he felt we should still get taught something about God rather than just run around because the reverend did something that he shouldn't have did. And he overseen that. Yes, we needed better knowledge of God. Allah blessed me and the family, my father's family, that is, my father's children, to come into Islam first. I had a cousin that came in before him, my father's brother's son, who introduced me to it. Today, we need to be a model community to invite people to success, to humanism. And we have it best. You know what I mean? In other words, you can't give it to me from something else and tell me something else is better when we witness what's best. Our beloved brothers in the Caucasian race can't stop their brothers from being racist. They hate the fact that God made skin black, made skin brown, made it tan, made it red, etc. Albino. We can produce a whiter child than they can. And they would say that the blacks, people of color, is going to take over. Short understanding. They understand and don't take them nowhere. But while they're thinking like that, why shouldn't we build our community and not waste time with that? As long as they don't bring a negative, what difference does it make? Our interest, though, has to be, what do we set as an example for our sons? The ones that's coming in the Islam sideways are killing each other. Mm-hmm. Somebody's sticking guns in their hands. And I believe those who are rioting, I believe they were not Muslim, but I don't know it. I don't know a face there. I didn't recognize anybody, never have. But we still got to do something, because when the skin is shown, when we finally get down to the nitty-gritty, it looks like one of our children. Look like African-Americans instead of the slaves, right?
Right.
So now it could be not. Could be that there's something else, but it looks like they're ours. Feeling comfortable to tear up something that belongs to somebody else just because they can't lock me up for it. That ain't a good enough reason to destroy a part of the world, whether you use it or not. We could do better with our families. We could do better with our children. But we got to be willing to come together, Muslims, Christians. I even say atheists, because like I say, atheists are my, the few black atheists that I've met, their reason for being it is that they just lost hope. They just gave up. They don't know which way to go.
Yeah.
That's all that is. How can you be an atheist and you ain't make nothing but you're walking on everything? Or sitting in a factory making cars that you drive. You wear clothes every day. You know something is happening. You just got to find your place in what's happening. We owe the community, Muslims, Christians, religious people who say they believe in God, and God is with them, we owe the ignorant a favor of guidance. We owe them that, starting with your own family. You might say, ain't nobody ignorant in my family. You ain't had no babies yet? They come out ignorant. No, they may not act ignorant, but they come out not knowing.
Nothing.
That's right. So we need to put a model around. Let's go back in our minds not long ago when they had these games that they were showing, and then they started bringing games on that showed shooting the police cars up and everything. I wouldn't let nothing like that come in my house. I used to even tell police officers coming through the neighborhood, hey, be careful. You know you're a target. Now, am I telling them that to want to hurt our people? No, I'm telling him, make some friends. When you come through the neighborhood, make some friends, because you're a target. And they would say, thank you, brother, thank you. And this was, it didn't make a difference if it was a Caucasian cop. You coming in the neighborhood and you starting trouble, beating up people, harassing, letting anything happen, and you think you're going to continue to come through the neighborhood and ain't one day, nobody ain't going to sit from a distance with a long-range rifle and fire on, you know, this target coming down the street. You got police all over the car. You got a uniform on. 9 times out of 10, you didn't steal the car and just trying to get down the block.
It happened.
So if somebody call on that kind of war, you in trouble. You're going to have to start riding the block in your car and stay out of uniform. And then you might be picked up as one that looked like you. You know, you started the trouble. All of us got to be involved with making this a better society for us. We know Caucasians as a majority cannot divide themselves up, won't divide themselves up to fight for the good of people. They always got to be in charge. And where if they're on the top, they all right. If they can tell you to shut up and sit down, they all right. That ain't the world God put us in. I'm an imam, but I don't have to be at the top. This is what I'm saying even about how do we formulate a body of leadership to build. We need everybody to build the model community. We need imams, such as myself and others, across the country, particularly that came through our association, the Nation of Islam, Imam Warafi Muhammad. Those of us came through that, we need to be those who have meetings regularly, confer with our people that trust us, to speak to the issue of how important It is for us to build our own industrial life. The model community is good, yeah, where to live and everything, but even in that, there's industry. There's business, big time. The imams are those who, in this area, particularly in Islam, I'm speaking now, in this area, have to call people to an understanding that let's do better, not worse. Seeing youngsters run in a place and tear it up and take stuff, you ain't paid for nothing. But you're tearing it up and you're taking it. And you think you're right? That's not right. And I pray none of them were Muslim, but I can't say none of them were black because it could have been paint on them. But everybody looked like they had a little black in them.
Yeah, I seen it.
And that's just terrible. You know what I mean? So the imams, we have to do what we did in the nation. The ministers were so close working together under the Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
Didn't have problems coming out?
No problem. We could shut down noise anywhere across the country. We shut down noise with the police. No, we shut down noise in our neighborhood. We used to march. Not that this got to be done again. That part is done. We just need to be speaking now. Speaking to the issues. But we used to march on a Saturday morning, sometimes on a Sunday morning, from the masjid, and we'd go at least 10 blocks around it, passing through every street, up, down one, imagine almost 10 blocks. Going north and south and going west and east, east and west, whichever. So we'd walk down, literally, Broad Street. Go up maybe Erie Avenue, Allegheny even. Go over to 15th and walk all the way back over. Then come back and intertwine between each block. 16th Street, each block, come in between. Going up, 17th Street, coming down. So this put us on every block. And our people were so scared of what they thought they did wrong. Most of them would run in the house. They'd look out their windows. The Muslims coming. People who couldn't get in their house, literally, I've seen this with my own eyes many times, almost every week, jump under cars. We had to tell them, we ain't going to do nothing to you, brother. You know, after a while, they stopped jumping under cars. They recognized we were showing we're here to help you. We left flyers in certain places, but they were scared. That don't necessarily have to be done now. That was done. If we just talk to our people and show them we have to build something. And if the ones that don't want to hear that don't want to hear, get with the ones that do. The model community, when you build it, with God's blessing means others want what you just built. The model man, inside of him, Allah says, and I have to say it like this all the time, in him, not on him, not his thobe. He didn't wear a thobe like they wear in the desk. Think about it. Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him. He didn't wear a thobe like they do in the day. And check most of the made in China.
Taiwan
and all like that, but they're made in a place where they make money. This is not even coming from Arabia. When I went to Arabia, for Hajj. I'm going there to fulfill my duty, and I looked at the clothes. It's made from China. But there's another thing that I noticed back then. The people dressed like we did in America. They had on caps like we had on. They wore pants like we wore with belts, jackets, shirts. Didn't see too many with suits, but we've seen some. So who are we following? Who are they following? Imam Muhammad said, make your own clothes. Do you know we make our own clothes? People all over the world, they follow this once upon a time Negro. All over the world want to dance like him, want to rap like him or her. Suppose we use what Allah gave us in a way to make the world better. And I'm just watching Bilal. Not me, us. When I studied Bilal, I said, Bilal called people to proper worship. That's what we got to see. Nobody want to be less than Bilal. Muhammad the prophet said to Bilal, "How is it? What did you do, Bilal? I hear your footsteps before us getting into paradise." Give him some insight. He wasn't lying to him. He's telling the truth. But he given some insight also to the Arabs that was around him that still had not yet seen Bilal as a servant of Allah, wanted to see him as a slave. Islam don't always correct everything. Some people don't want to be corrected. But the major gift is to the one who corrects themselves willingly.
That's right.
I thank Allah. I've never in my life, I can't think of one person I've ever hated. Now, I refuse to be another man. Any man that I've ever wanted to be in my life is my father. And I didn't want to be him because he probably had to die for me to be him. I wanted to be like him. He was a great model. Then I grow up, come in, after going to the service while I'm in Vietnam, study the Quran, come home, join the nation, and find out here's a man that Allah says this man in him is the model if you want to get close to me. So that's just me. But don't you know the majority of us got an experience, an inside experience that's ours on what's right? That communication is something that Allah gives every human being a chance to. He don't just tell a group, "Well, I'm going to do this for you," and, you know, without us knowing he's saying it, small group, and y'all going to get paradise like nobody else. No, he give that offering to everyone. He give that offering to everyone. Iblis just didn't want to submit. He asked them, read the Quran. Iblis, why is it that you won't submit when I tell you to submit? And that's bold, right? Iblis know he told it to Allah. We don't know. We know in prayer. Why is it that you don't? Now think about your father saying, "Son, why you ain't listening to me? Do I got to tear your butt up?" we say what? No, Dad, I'm going to do it. What you want me to do, Dad? I got it. Is Iblis talking to God, according to God in the Quran? And he said, "Well, just give me respite." Now he think he's saying something that God don't know he going to say. "Just give me respite until that day that you raise him up." Okay, you got respite. All right, thank you. Yeah, I'm going to show you what you got. These human beings, they ain't nothing. I'm going to show you. Like God didn't know that's why the fire, he said, you and anybody that go with you will be thrown in the fire that take care of all of that. He thought he was going to get away with something because he tell God, "I'm going to show you what you got now that you gave him respite." And I like to say before we get off that, now the king said, "Well, this time is rolling." But anyone who has a desire to ask a question, make a statement, or a suggestion, please touch the one on your phone. When we see it, we will bring you on so we can hear that which you would like to say. So we're going to take a PSA right now.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Edward Willis, advisor at Graceline Community, asking you to join me in supporting community-wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. Make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or phone in your pledge to 910-317-0297. Again, make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or by phone at 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake the world. Thank you.
Join us every Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Edition of the Halal Industry, Do for Self, with your host, Imam Wali Ayub Bilal, President, Founder, and CEO of Bilal Inc., and co-hosts James Bashir and Nate Muhammad. The interest of Bilal's Inc. is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of the slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength, to establish community life by doing for self, to build the model community. Connect at am360.org and 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197. Call in live to speak to the host at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Share comments at info@cwsc.us. Tweet at CWSHURAA. Email us at info@cwsc.us. Visit am360.org, Payne Corporation, community-wide show concerts. At cwsc.us, or leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297.
Thanks again, Brother James. Nate Muhammad here. Allow industry, do for self. Just as the man was just stating, we still have a lot of work to do. But it's going to call for each and every one of us. Come forward with your commitment. And through that commitment, there's a sacrifice to build this model community. Because everything we do, we're going to have to sacrifice. I don't care what it is. Whether you do it willingly or unwillingly, you're going to have to sacrifice something. Mm-hmm. And like as the imam said, it's better if it's done willingly. Because, again, as I said, that anything forced on you leave a bad taste in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's no compulsion in the religion. So you present it to us, give you an opportunity to be a part of what we will call our success. Be in the ranks, I call it as the be in the ranks of the righteous,
mm-hmm.
to accomplish something. That's what I always ask the Lord. So whatever I do, I would like to be known for being in the ranks of the righteous, standing up for what's right and forbidden with what's wrong. And that goes right back to halal and haram. That's the spiritual aspect of all that. To see that, the people will see that, but whether we know it or not, the people already see that in us as they move about. They just might not can't understand it, or they can't pinpoint what it is. You ever been around people? It's something about you, but I just can't figure it out, pinpoint it yet, but I like it. You know, that's what they see, because they see you before you see yourself. I'm working on a job in construction one day. I don't know if I was up in Harrisburg or somewhere. And the guy said, "You know what, son? You remind me of a preacher." And I'm looking at, we're in a ditch. We're in a hole digging ditches. Man, if you don't get out of my face with that stuff, you're a preacher. Where you get that from?
Mm-hmm.
But I reflect back. Well, they see something in you before you see it.
Mm-hmm.
Just like your parents. They see in you before. They watch you from a little top growing up. And they can say, that boy going to be something. Or that boy ain't going to be nothing. They can tell. They can tell that. The family will tell you that. And this is what we do with each other. We can sit up here and say, well, we're going to make this. We're going to do this. You know, we had a little group, and we all sat around, and we would talk that to each other.
Mm-hmm.
But we also knew, first, we had to clean each other up. You have to be clean. You can't come in here playing games.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got to be clean. And we work with each other to help everybody clean themselves up. So then now we're known as the people that's not them brothers there. They can't mess with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm still dirty, as they will say. I gotta clean my life up. I gotta get righteous. That was the term. I even heard it in a movie when they said it.
Mm-hmm.
I said, look at this. But that's what's happening out here. How we have to move about. to establish our criteria. Not worry about what the crowd doing. And if the crowd ain't leading with what Allah said, then leave that crowd alone. You know, it's always going to be the minority. It's not going to be a lot of people that establish this criteria. It's always a minority. Then the majority comes.
Mm-hmm.
That's nature. That's history. You can read about anything. Everything was started by a few people.
Mm-hmm.
They was instrumental in laying down the main structure for people to follow. Share with the world what we know. But how we know is our time because we're an image of what we're talking about. Not because we got a big time speaker and got a lot of money. They were sitting here talking about five black family that's wealthy, financially wealthy. I didn't even bother to read, you know, because that don't mean nothing. Because this society put people on pedestal, put individuals on pedestal and turn around and make a statue of them. Then they going to worship that statue. Nah, I don't worship no man. You don't worship nothing like that. We talked to Imam Muhammad told us about the worship and the images and stuff. I ain't doing that. The heck with that. But it's our time to sit up here because we can navigate ourselves through all the trials and tribulations and the blight that we've been encountered to because we grew up through it. We rose up through all that madness. And we'd be a fool to go back to it. Like who was that there? The dog going back licking and spit up. What was that? Wasn't that a castle? Was that one of the definitions of castle?
I remember the
statement there, you know. So, that means that you can't go. You done been through all that madness. How you going to go back through all that filthiness? It's time to be that example Allah wants us to be.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And being a bright image that the people can gravitate to. Like I said earlier, that they were saying that on the internet, I seen that the people are going to get tired of society lying to them.
Right.
And they're going to search out for those who tell the truth. And I sat back and I said, oh, that's us. Shoot, that's us. Oh, I like to see that.
Oh.
That there brought a smile in my face. I said, oh, yeah, I know what you mean by that because we know society, all they do. It's lied to us. We're sitting in here dealing with the city and whatnot. All they do is lie to you. Find out it's embedded in their system. They lie to the people in order to suck all the financial welfare out of them.
Mm-hmm.
This here with this young man that got killed by the police. They said that he attacked them with a knife. But the video seemed that he never even got out the car. So that prompted them to look at it and charge the police officer. Well, then they showed the police officer 6 seconds getting out of the car, he flying into the car.
Mm-hmm.
And that happens or whatever, but what you say behind it, that will show the force that's behind it. You lied. You had to come up with a story. He jumped out the car and long gun at us with a knife.
He broke the law and lied on a police report.
All right, don't we have a... look like we have a... Oh, is that mine?
What's your question?
Yeah.
Yes, we're going to take a question right now. We see just a few minutes, but we'll give that to you. Your mic is open for 407-968. You can begin speaking and introduce yourself and state your question. Whatever.
Yeah. Yes. I sound like I'm. This is Imam Hatim of Orlando, Florida.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just wanted to give a comment. Yeah, I just wanted to give a comment and let you guys know that personally, I really appreciate the details and explanations that you all are on point. And my ear is leaning in on what the imam and what you all are, the discussion that you all are having. And I just hope and pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that at some point that, you know, these words that the imam and both of you all are discussing, these are very, very valuable historical points that's being made. A lot of people don't know these details. And I just want to say thank you. And I'll continue to listen from Central Florida, Orlando, Florida. And I'm sharing the info, and I'll be sharing it with others. Alhamdulillah, inshallah. So just make dua for us, please, and we'll continue to make dua for the AM360 team and you and your communities there. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. And Imam, thank you very much. Yes, sir.
Alhamdulillah.
Yes. Brother James, we're going to give it back to Brother James so he can wrap it up. We have a couple minutes, but if anyone else raise their hand, and try to get you in, but it's very short, so let's see where it's going.
Thank you, Brother Imam. Join us daily from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Join us every Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an edition of the Halal Industry, Do For Self, with your host, Imam Wale U. Bilal, President, Founder, and CEO of Bilal Zinc, and co-host James Bashir and Nate Muhammad. The interest of Bilal Zinc is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of the slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength, to establish community life by doing for self, to build a model community. Connect at am360.org and 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197. Call in live to speak to the host at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Share comments at info@cwsc.us. Tweet at CWSHURAA. Email us at info@cwsc.us. Visit am360.org, Parent Corporation, Community-Wide Shore Conference at cwsc.us, or leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297. And we want to thank everyone for listening to the program this evening. Inshallah, we'll talk to you again next Wednesday. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam. Thank you. Thank you.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين I mean, we were waiting for that intro to play. It was set up, but we did not hear that. So we will come back to that in a few minutes. We hope that you are ready to listen to Imam W.D. Muhammad, Rahim Allah and Lay. He is always our special guest, and we love to listen and learn and grow. He was a man that had wisdom beyond his years. He's just as much here with us now as he was when he was physically here with us. And that's why it's so important to leave your sadaqah jariyah, put it in a book, record it, and put it in the minds and hearts of other people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will continue to bless us all, inshallah. Tonight we're going to just have a brief little discussion on moving forward and being able to make decisions based off of the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We want to make sure that before we do anything, whether it's beginning to work on a committee, we have a committee that we're working on at our masjid right now. And one of the things that I am advocating for is for all of us to read the Quran in 30 days. We don't have to only wait until Ramadan, because the Quran, it awakens our closeness to Allah, it awakens our sensitivities, and it awakens our consciousness, and it makes us in the purest form before we go into any decision. And we're actually considering breaking ground on the masjid and moving forward, and we are having multiple meetings and surveys, and it's time for us to make decisions that are very important for us as a community in general. And so we need to make sure that we are all in the best frame of mind, that we are working fi-sabilillah, and that we continue to keep Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and not allow the shaitan to get in our minds, get in our fears, get in our being in any form or fashion. And it's very essential and very helpful when we sure that we are developing and continually growing into a better Muslim. We're never going to reach a state of atonement. We're never going to have it all and know it all, but Allah gives us a prescription throughout the year to be successful. And Ramadan is a prescription. But Allah doesn't say that's the only time we can read the Quran. That's the only time we can fast. That's the only time that we can fast from doing and saying things that we should not do or say. And so with that said, it's like a 30-day course that lasts a lifetime. And we take that same course every year, and we should be able to put that into practical application with everything we do. We have an added edge. We as Muslims, we have an edge. We shouldn't be starting from ground zero. We're not meeting like corporate America. We're not coming to the table with just facts and data and let the best man win. We're looking at the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we're taking the human excellence into consideration. We're also not just taking human excellence, but we're taking God consciousness, and that's the edge that we have. Because we already have the four birds. If you live here in the United States of America or any established nation, we have the four birds. But the principality is it's not always centered in God consciousness. And so that's the edge. If we lose that edge trying to be and assimilate and just look at the most intelligent person, the one who has the more background, the one who has worked here and worked there, may not always be the best fit. Yes, we use that expertise. We encourage education because it is important, but we also encourage God consciousness. Someone who's not selfish, only thinking about themselves, who fears believes in a scarcity factor. We know that it is important because economics is very important. And how it's distributed throughout a country is essential to know how to get those resources and how to be just and fair. But we have to go into things knowing that Allah, He is the grantor of success. We will accomplish nothing without His will. And if we want to be blessed as believers, Allah tells us that believers will win through. So we don't keep having to go around and around in circles and question, because there is a part in the Quran where it says the believers questioned so much that they became just believers. And so when we move on something, when we make Instakari prayer, when we have leadership that has been sustained for years and years, over centuries, decades, not centuries, but we have centuries of leadership in Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, centuries of the Holy Quran, centuries of Hadith, we have centuries of knowledge, and we have decades of Imam W.D. Muhammad, rahimahullah alayh, and all of our other learned scholarly imams and sheikhs. There's no reason that we are in the same boat as anyone else, just stepping out like we don't have anything to bring to the table. And inshallah, that we'll be asking you to make dua as we're making embarking on some wonderful opportunities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us to encounter. And so in anything that you do, keep Allah first. You're not coming to the table half empty. You have Allah and His Messenger on your side. What more can you ask for? He's going to be the sole provider. If you walk towards Him, He's going to run towards you. If you're doing the work, He's going to bring that work to fruition. He's going to bless those efforts. We believe that. He has shown up time and time again. And there is no way that we can allow Satan to toil with us and keep us from moving forward and building our communities, our new Africas, our new Medinas, our whatever you're going to call it in your ummah, making ground to build a model community for all people. We have to step out on faith, and we have to believe in what we are as Muslims. We have to believe in ourselves. We have to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so with that said, we are going to go ahead and we are going to play Imam W.D. Muhammad rahimahullah alayhi tonight, and we hope that you join us again next Wednesday night for a discussion on behavior as opposed to students and being scholarly teachers. May the peace and blessings that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give be with you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. I am your host, Sister Khalida Akbar, and I am so grateful to Allah for this opportunity. We'll be right back, inshallah. While we are waiting, we wanted to remind you that we will have some great events coming up in our ummah. We know we have the National Leadership Conference with many of our imams will be attending and our leaders on various topics. So make sure that you tune in to the National Leaders Conference with Imam Bashir Ali. We also have our annual Time to Be Grateful, and you will be hearing more about that on the Friday Round Table. So make sure that you are able to tune in and make sure that you are in the know with what's going on in our ummah. All right? That's what we want you to do. Don't know why that didn't play, but we're going to play that, and then we're going to go ahead and play our beloved Imam W.D. Muhammad, Rahim Allah, Alayhi.